providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time to continue on with KER Politics. You know, one of the most, I would have to say, important political events going on, and unique by the same token, political events going on in the world, which started a couple of years ago, is the war in the Ukraine. I was thinking from the very beginning of that particular conflict, I couldn't believe that Vladimir Putin actually went ahead and did that. It's getting worse and worse right now. Although, if you listen to the news on this particular situation, which I do, I have to say that it looks like Russia is kind of getting kicked. Kicked. What do you think, Jimmy?
So, since the Ukrainians have started the offensive, they've made small gains, but they have made gains. Russia, on numerous occasions, has attempted to counterattack into certain areas, and they have actually not been able to successfully do that, which is interesting because you would expect them, especially with the manpower advantage and, of course, the large equipment advantage, to be able to successfully take some of these areas. But the reality is Ukraine's doing better. And the reason why Ukraine is surviving at all is because of U.S. and NATO support. They only exist right now because they're only surviving in this war because of a massive influx of U.S. dollars to support their government and their military activities. We've got over almost half or 50 billion dollars in direct military aid, and then there's been well over, you know, 60, 70, 80 other billion dollars in indirect aid to the government. And of course, Biden administration just announced another $325 million this week.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that happened yesterday. I was amazed at watching the video of the Ukrainian leader sitting down with Joe Biden. Joe Biden looks pretty presidential by what he wears, but certainly his body language is not that of a president, Jim.
Well, no, and in that conversation, he started off reading his notepad, and of course, he's made a number of faux pas that we'll talk about in the last segment today, this week, which are very embarrassing. But let's just talk about, you know, some of the things that are going to change the dynamic on the battlefield. Included in this $325 million the Biden administration is putting forward in this drawdown authority are HIMARS long-range missiles. Those missiles, they've been restricted to this point, as were the F-16 transfers, but now the F-16 transfers are open, and now these HIMARS long-range missiles are being approved. They make it much easier for Ukrainian forces to hit targets deep into either Russian territory or Crimea. They have a 300-kilometer, about 180-mile range. And what that means is that Ukrainian long-range artillery, which very, very accurate targeting, will be able to hit Russian troop staging areas and their logistics bases far away from the front lines. That's going to have an additional impact on Russian survivability and their ability to sustain their forces on these front lines in this continued slow-crawling, painful offensive.
Jim,
go ahead, Al.
Jim, I just want to ask you a question. It's pretty obvious what the United States is doing, and that means Russia knows that we are giving an enormous amount of support to Ukraine. How long do you think Russia will take that before actually possibly taking action against America?
Well, okay, so that is a very interesting question, and a lot of people are speculating that the Biden administration, in order to cover up from the failures domestically and overall in their global policies, are actually pushing towards a conflict with Russia in order to justify a continuation of this administration. You know, that always brings people together. They may calculate that that's the decision, and there are people speculating that that's what they're trying to achieve. But here's a dilemma for our radio audience that I talked about during the week that a lot of people on our blog, that a lot of people don't realize. So as the Biden administration reduces U.S. domestic oil and gas production through restricting leases,
right,
the value and the price of oil is going up significantly. Russia and Saudi Arabia cut production. That also impacted price to where oil went over $100 a barrel this week. That means that we are indirectly, if not directly, helping Russia gain more resources to be able to fight this war, to get the money to fight the war. So we simultaneously are helping, by our own domestic policy, helping Russia get more resources to fight the war, while asking to fund U.S. taxpayers to fund the Ukrainians at the same time.
Yeah, that does seem
Think about that absolute stupidity in foreign policy. We should be pushing to domestic energy independence. We will not get off electrical, off fossil fuels, as many people hope, in 2030. And all we're doing right now is exacerbating a problem because of incompetent foreign policy,
right,
if not actually foreign policy designed to undermine the United States' power in the world. That's what I fear most about.
That's a very good point, and I think our listeners really ought to listen to that. You know, we are undermining our power, not we, but the administration does seem to be undermining our power. And I really hate to see that happen. But, you know, Jimmy, I have to say, when the rest of the world kind of reads some of the events that are occurring right now within America, I think that's just as effective in undermining our power as
absolutely.
Yeah.
And let me link these issues with Ukraine back to Senator Menendez from our previous segment,
sure,
head of the Foreign Relations Committee, and the corruption that's been going on with him selling ammunition or getting approvals to release ammunition sales to Egypt through these intermediaries, which what the charges are. And then you go to Merrick Garland, which is actually the Department of Justice and the FBI are protecting the Biden administration from Joe Biden's policies that undermined legitimate investigations of Burisma in Ukraine over that business operation. So
yeah,
these things are all linked together. And what it shows you is the level of deceit inside Washington and the manipulation and the power of war that is financially funding many of these issues.
Yeah, I don't disagree in the slightest, Jim. I really don't disagree. And I have to say, I think that Joe Biden is really, that is more proof that Joe Biden is really hurting the reputation of America, Jim, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And just to continue on, we've only got about a minute here left with with Ukraine. But you know, this is a slow slog. People are just massive numbers of people are dying on both sides.
Right.
As I've stated from the beginning, no one's going to win this thing. Everybody's a loser. It's just who loses the least. And the only way the Ukrainians survive is with U.S. support. Yet some of the decisions that are being made by Ukraine are undermining confidence in the United States and other Western allies, to the point where the Polish have now suspended their military exports to Ukraine over grain export restrictions that the EU put in place. So that's going to have a problem for the Ukrainians. And of course, the pressure in U.S. Congress to stop funding this war means that they should be looking for peaceful solutions rather than continuing down this road. And unfortunately, I don't see any change in the administration to accept that type of a direction.
No, I don't either personally. Jimmy, let's take our break right now for the commercial break so that we can let those folks in a little bit early and get right into our final segment. Stick around, you guys.